Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Welcome to Another Money Show. I am J.R. Rochford, and today I'm with Jim Terabokia, my adult supervision, my mentor, my voice of reason. We just spent about 15, 20 minutes talking about the world around us. He makes me feel a hair less crazy. So anyway, Anthony, this is week two of me being solo. Anthony is out of town. By the time you hear this, he'll be back in town. So, but he has been in Ireland. So I didn't want to say that last week. I didn't know if he wanted people to know, but now I'm sure it's okay. So good for him. He is a world traveler. You know, he's been to Spain for running with the bulls. He's likes to travel. He hates to fly. What's so funny is Anthony likes to travel, likes to be in different countries, but he can't stand flying. So good job on the Ireland call. That was like a 16-hour flight. Anyway, so welcome to Another Money Show. We've been here for over a year. We like to help people with their finances based on what's going on the world, in the world around them. Our whole thing, we want you prepared, not scared. We want you proactive, not reactive. Our whole thing, we value education over sales, planning over products. We are Another Money Show, but we are totally different. Anthony always says the last thing you need is another money show. So I'm glad you found us because I believe that we are not really another money show. Anyway, today is going to be, I'm a little bit more upbeat today. Last week, really, I was just, you know, I mean, I'm human. I just wasn't feeling it like normal. Today I am. So hopefully I'm a little bit more awake and scrappy and we have a good time today. Lots to say as usual. You know, I mean, one of the things about this show, we've never repeated a previously aired episode. The reason that we like to be live each week, not live, but you know, we like to record each week. There's so much going on in the world. It's coming at us so fast and furiously. We need to be here to give you this stuff. I tell people this radio show is a macro view. We're talking about global stuff. We're talking about big, heavy stuff in the country. If you want a micro view, if you want to know what to do with your situation, come in and sit with us. Call Kiana, go on our website and schedule an appointment through Calendarly. You know, sit down with us and then we're going to fine tune what to do with your finances in regard to what's going on in the world. So, and we have all these little carrots. You know, I'm always reminded to tell you, you know, we have the 23 cost cutters of 2023, which is it's a wonderful piece. It talks about eating out versus, you know, eating at home. It talks about cell phones and, you know, what to do with your carrier. So it's good common sense information. We have movies for you. We have the Baby Boomer Dilemma. If you have an old 401k, if you have a current 401k, if you have anything other than a pension, you need to see this movie. You know what? You don't even need to make an appointment with us because I know how this goes. You know, we've got these white pages for you. We've got movies. We've got books. We've got all these little carrots on a string to give you. And then it's like, oh, shoot, here they go. They're going to try to sell me something. We will send this stuff to you without you even coming in. We want people to be awake and aware and nimble. So back to the carrots. We have a book, Annuity 360, Ford Stokes, Unbelievable Mind in the Financial World, and using common sense to show you what to do about it. You know, we got a new one this week. We have a tradable report called Bank Failure Details. So, and this thing, it's, you know, it's a quick read. It talks a little bit about what's going on with the banks. We've already told you. So, and by the way, we're going to get into that again today, like a broken record. So anyway, we have all this information for you. All you have to do is reach out to us and we'll get it into your hands. And by the way, help us. We always say we're little fish in a big pond. We're a fourth generation, fully independent, veteran-owned, family financial practice. So we need your help. We didn't sell out. You know, we're not with Edward Jones or Charles Schwab or any of the big wirehouses. We don't have the same pressures, quotas. We don't have the same obligations that they have when they're beholden to others. So, but we need your help. You know, start out by telling people about us. Please let people know about this show. The world is absolutely insane, and most people don't even see it. They don't even know it. I'm guessing there's a little adjustment period needed to listen to this stuff. You know, I mean, if you're used to listening to Ken Murray for some of the people that I hear on the radio, and then you accidentally hear us, it's got to be a little bit of a shock. And, you know, what's funny is we have ways to vet and verify the stuff we're saying. So if we're a little bit in your face and a little bit like, you know, as Roger would say, drinking from a fire hose, we can back things up. And once you're awake, I think it'll be hard to ever go back to sleep. So let us help you with that. We've got a YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Doug, for splicing and dicing and making our little clips fun. You know, follow us on there. We want activity. We want to make sure that what we're doing is getting to people and that they care. So lastly, my one more thing from the soapbox, email us, call us, give us topics you want to cover. I love to hear myself talk. I'd rather hear myself talk about what you want to hear. So I do an outline every week. You know, I have this stuff ready to cover. I have articles ready. I try not to have too much dead air on here. But I mean, if you read something and it piques your interest, let me know. A few weeks ago, Chris, you know, reached out, you know, should I be buying goldbacks? And you know, we'll address stuff like that. We've got answers for you. With that said, every week I look for stuff to bring to you. I look for stuff for you to research. I love it when people come back later and they're like, wow, I haven't heard that anywhere else. And I'm glad you said it. You know, we've talked about bail-in, which is still very, very important. I would look that one up quickly. We've asked you to look up executive order 14067. We've asked you to do a little bit of poking on the central bank digital currency. More recently, we brought up FedNow. The program is underway. So everything, when we say something is coming, eventually when we say something is coming, it's here. So good news, April. We're in April of 2023. So FedNow has launched, and I would look into it because when it is fully implemented, which I believe is July, I think everything's going to change in this country. You know, as much as I'd like to think that all of our kids and grandkids are going to work their, you know, 20 years, actually now it's probably 40 years, have a nice little dinner, get a gold watch, have their lifelong pension, those days are gone. Well, you know, add to that, if you think you're going to get Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, if you think life is going to stay the same as it has, I don't know how you're seeing things. It's everything's changing. So one more term. Last week, I added the Uniform Commercial Code. You know, I said you may even want to educate your friends and family about this. You know, don't be tinfoil hatty. Tell them this is actually something they can get involved with right now. You know, the elected officials, the representatives in the states are working on how we're going to handle the digital currency. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem to me like it's if at this point. It seems like when and how. So if you haven't looked up that UCC, it's not too late. Look up, see what you think, see if you think I'm crazy or if we need to make some noise. So being a broken record, my big topic has been the banks. My next door neighbor, I always like, you know, Anthony made up a fake name for people here and there when we bring up somebody. I'll use the name John this time. So I had a neighbor named John. Not his real name, by the way. So John, he kind of slammed me this week. He's like, well, you know, the last 3 weeks, it's bank this, bank that. All you're talking about is the banks. Do you know why, John? You know, because it's important and it's not over. It's not out of the woods. So, you know, we're in deep, you know what, still act accordingly. You know, I mean, I don't want to keep talking about the banks, but you know what happened? We had a couple bank failures, what, 3-4 weeks ago. And then the government threw out the rules of the FDIC. Instead of, you know, having $250,000 and under and being covered and having over $250,000 and being in trouble, they just decided we're going to pick and choose who to save. You know, so that's a problem, because what if they don't save me? What if they save Mark Cuban, but not J.R. Rochford? To me, that's a problem. John, what if they don't save you? So, and then the media just switches gears like they do and everything. We have the attention span of a pea. They know that we don't want to hear something too long. We got to get on to the next thing. You know, what is it today? Today, this morning, I'm reading more about Bud Light and their spokesperson. I'm like, holy cow. You know, this country, we are Rome burning. Bread and circuses, feed the people. You know, the bread and circuses, give them enough food so they don't uprise, and then give them entertainment to distract them. So, you know, the whole Bud Light and who's your spokesperson, it's like, you know, is it important, you know, to discuss it and have what, you know, in mind what we think is morally right versus morally wrong? Sure, of course it's important. Everything's important, you know, but I can tell you what, considering the country is on its last leg on so many fronts, it ain't all that important. You know, if you drink Bud Light, do your thing. If you don't, do your thing. If you used to drink Bud Light and now you're not going to drink Bud Light anymore, do your thing. Switch to Michelob Ultra, or it's probably the same family. There's probably only one beer can be left in the world, but do your thing. Just trust me, it's not as important as 14067, Bailyn, CBDC, FedNow, UCC. I'm going to add one today for you. Remind me, Jim, to come back later to the Restrict Act. You know, we have another new term for you, another new week, another new term. So we'll never be bored on this show with having something to bring to you. So back to the banks. It ain't over, kids. There's still a run on the banks. I had several calls this week already. Today is only Wednesday, the 5th of April, as I record. You'll hear this on the 7th or 8th or whatever. But I've had several calls already on how to take money out of the bank, you know, how to do it so you're not reported. Believe me, there's a whole bunch of you taking money out of the bank. So if they report you, they report you. Is it your money? Are you funding terrorism or drug laundering? If you're not, don't be so concerned. Be a lot more concerned that the banks are broke. They have no cash. Anthony and I and another guy went into a bank a couple weeks ago, and we were told that they basically have like under $100,000 in the bank, and that's for the week. Like, they order money weekly and they don't keep $100,000, and it's a big name bank. So we are in deep trouble. Trust me, still go to your bank. Close your safe deposit box. I told you last week, when the banks close their doors, it'll be too late to say, hey, my stuff's in there. I need my stuff. I need my grandmother's ring and my I need my important valuables. No, you're not going to get it. So boy, I need to slow down. Speaking of banks, I usually don't like to name names. You know, we do talk about Chase, Wells Fargo, and a distant third, Bank of America, on occasion, you know, mostly because of their shenanigans and felonies and opening fake accounts and you know, derivatives. I mean, you know, derivatives. If you look into that one, ooh, there's another term. If you want to really think that I'm way less in your face than not, research derivatives. Once you wrap your mind around it, you'll be like, holy crap, this whole thing is just smoke and mirrors. Anyway, my friend Michael C. from Sun City, love the Michael C. This guy, and he is talking to me more about spiritual warfare and good versus evil and stuff that is way more important than any of this stuff that I'm talking about. He's saying that Gabriel is getting close to blowing his horn, and you better make your more important house in order. I'll tell you what, Michael has stepped up to the plate and started sending me articles and giving me topics, and I so much appreciate that. He gave me one this week. Speaking of banks, have you heard of the bank PNC? So PNC, they bought out BBVA years ago. You know, they're a pretty good sized bank. Let's see here. It says here, PNC closing 47 more branches nationwide. They're closing 47 branches across 14 states. They're pulling the plug. Yeah. Let me get to what's important here. Arizona. Arizona is one of the states. They're going to close some branches. It says here, all of the branches will close on June 23rd. All right. I mean, June 23rd. So they gave you a date. They're going to close some branches. So if it's convenient to you and logistically convenient to be at a certain branch and they close it, get your safe deposit box out now. Get some money out now. Why are they closing 47 branches? What is going on? You know, I haven't heard anything yet about the big three, Chase, Wells, and B of A. Are they closing branches too? I don't know. Are they going back to where it's, you know, going to be harder to see a teller? I don't know. Let's see here. So the latest disclosure brings PNC branch cuts so far this year to 173. easily beating the 105 branches the bank closed during the first half of 2022. So this is an increase of almost 64%. Pittsburgh-based PNC Financial Service Group is the nation's sixth largest bank by assets. All right, so sixth largest bank is closing branches. I guess the best thing to do is say, well, you know, staffing and I don't, that's all I got. Staffing, I guess. I mean, why are you closing branches? What is going on with the banking system? Why has the media moved on from the bank activity? I promise you there's still people that are worried about it. And are they smart or are they overreacting? I don't know. But I can tell you, if you do what we've been saying for the year that you've heard us on this show, and way longer than that if you know us, put some cash at home now. Pay down debt. Buy hard assets. Look at insurance companies. Go see Marcy and buy a tower garden. Things are off. So I look at it with the banks. It's going to be first come, first served. If they start limiting withdrawals, which I think would, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. And when will that happen? I'm thinking June, July. I'm thinking when the Fed now is fully implemented and live, something could change. Well, you have to be proactive, not reactive. If you want to lessen your position at the bank, you have to do it now. You can't wait until July. That's how I see it. Am I right? I don't know yet. We'll see. I had a young couple, you know, speaking of people that are hearing the show and we don't know who they are, but, you know, I had a young couple make an appointment. They came in to see me last week. They're both 32 years of age. And by the way, she, the woman, has the same exact birth date as Anthony. So that was interesting. Anyway, they're young. They're 32. They're wide awake. They have food. They have water. They have all these hard assets in case things get weird in place. What they didn't know what to do with was they had too much money in the bank. And we had a conversation on what to do about that. We're for them, and I'm not going to say their names, obviously, but they're really, really sharp, smart people, good at researching stuff. They decided it would be better to do a Roth IRA, fully fund a Roth IRA for each of them, than to let that emergency fund sit in the bank. I was like, well, that's genius. It's brilliant. Here's why. With a Roth IRA, we don't have to keep it in the bank. We don't have to use stocks and bonds. We can use an insurance company if we want. We have these different avenues we can take. And with a Roth IRA, if you know much about it, when you put money in, it's after tax dollars. So your money's already been taxed. So with a Roth IRA, say you put in $6,000. If you need your $6,000 a year later or 2 years later or 3 years later, you can take that out with any penalty, taxes, whatever. Roth is a different animal. The money comes in, and when it goes out, it goes out first in, first out. Usually money comes out first in, last in, first out. So it's different. So as long as you leave the dividends and interest on the books for at least 5 years and until you're 59 and a half, you can take your money out. So boom. They covered their emergency fund. They lessened their position at the bank. We did talk about their ages versus what to do for them with the money. So we talked about their risk tolerance. But, you know, there's ideas for you to lessen your money at the bank. You don't just have to be crazy and put all your cash at home. Speaking of which, we have been telling people for a long time, keep some cash. And some of that, the reason is if we had a cyber attack, if we had a power grid failure, EMP, solar flare, whatever, and you can't get money out of your ATM, you can't use your debit card, cash is pretty widely recognizable still at this point, even though the fiat currency is you know, a little less impactful than it was years ago. It's still going to be useful if you need it. Well, and I know, I mean, the odds of an EMP are not that great. Crickets, I mean, noise, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, but you know what? I'll tell you something with cash. If we go to a digital currency, when we go to a digital currency, you're going to have a window to turn it in. You're going to have some notice. You're going to be able to go spend that stuff right away. Even if you, when you think about what's coming, cash is still king. I mean, it's still, we've taken ourselves digital, but cash is still very important. Yeah. By the way, if you keep lots of cash, that obviously that would be different to different people. If you have a grand net worth of 50,000 and you're keeping 10,000 in cash, that's 20%. That's important. you know, that's a lot of money. If you have millions, it can be a higher amount. How do you protect it at home? You know, you do have to worry about fire, flood, burglary. You know, there are concerns. I tell people if it's a little bit of money, you know, find a good hiding space. Nothing in the master bedroom closet, sock drawer, jewelry box, nothing personal. You know, our money's personal. So right away, we think I want it near me while I sleep. I want it, you know, in my safe space. The bad guys or girls is usually the case. They know your safe spaces. They are smarter on how to do this than not. So, you know, some people put it in your freezer. I mean, you got to look for a good hiding space. If it's enough money, I would say you have the motive to take precautions. You know, if all of a sudden you're taking 50 grand at home, if I were you, I would think about your home. You know, cut the bushes away from the window a little bit, have outdoor lighting all the time. You know, do 3-inch screws on all the door jams, put in security screen doors, you know, get cameras. Cameras are a deterrent. Get an alarm system, make sure it's monitored. Don't just get the yard signs. You know, eventually people that test it can figure that out when they cut your phone line. So get an alarm system with a battery backup, you know, and a GSM, I think they're called, a cell backup. And get a dog, get a Doberman. Dobermans are so cool. You know, especially the strawberry Dobermans, the red Dobermans, get a Doberman. So you can protect your money. We can help you with ideas on how to do it. If you're going to buy a hard asset, now is a really good time. You know, people, you know, when you look at the cost of cars, for example, if you have a vehicle purchase coming up in the near future, you may want to do it now. So, and I realize that's a depreciating asset. You know, you're going to lose 15 grand the day you drive it off the lot. So you could buy something used. You know, even when things are very expensive, there's always, if you do your research, if you're never in a big of enough hurry, there's good deals to be had all the time everywhere. So we can help you with that. We're going to introduce you to a friend we know at AAA. I don't know if you know this, but if you go to Costco, Sam's Club, they have wholesale buying departments for a car. They work with different banks. So you're kind of at the mercy, or I'm sorry, different car dealerships and different banks. So you still have to do your research. The easiest way and the best way to save money, I found AAA. They have an auto buying service and it's used and new. If there's a vehicle, make, model, year, options, you get all that narrowed down and you go to them and they don't have a vehicle in Arizona, they'll get one from wherever, Oregon or whatever, and bring it here for you. So there's another idea on what to do with your cash. You know, we're financial advisors. We're not radio people. We're not, you know, entertainers. So a lot of the stuff I say, I know it's kind of unpolished. I know it's a little bit rushed, especially without Anthony. I you know, I hate to ever say I miss him, but he evens out the show. I mean, when it's just me ranting and raving, you know, I get flustered and it's just too much, even for me. So I can't imagine you're still listening. But anyway, all right. So we've talked about cash. We're advisors. We look at statements. Anthony's actually an engineer by trade. I mean, you know, this whole thing, everything that we give you on the radio, it's to make you awake. We're trying to sound alarms, but come in and sit with us. And I promise I'll be more calm. We'll actually try to help you with your situation. So, we're going to start getting close to break time, I have a feeling. So let me tell you one more thing about the banks. It is very interesting to me that right now I can't find much about the couple hundred banks that are under the radar being, or not, you know, they're directly in the radar. They're being scrutinized right now. You know, Yellen was on a tour, you know, talking about the banks. All of a sudden it's quiet again. So, you know, are we out of the woods or is that the calm before the storm? You know what I think about it. So I still think there's a problem there and you need to address it as quickly as possible. There was a expression, kind of crude, when I was in the military. I had a first sergeant that said, "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining." So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of weirdness. You know, Yellen and Powell, these people, they caused all these problems. And now they're not going to be able to fix them. So act accordingly. Anyway, we do need to take a break. Please make sure you give me topic ideas. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow our little YouTube channel. I think those clips are pretty cool. And tell people about us. We need your help. Reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com or give us a call, 623-523-0444. And thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
This is Another Money Show, except this one's different.
This one's actually fun.
If inflation and living expenses are putting more of a financial strain on your bottom line, it may be time to explore canceling those unnecessary subscriptions. I'm Jim Tarabocchia with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. In recent years, streaming and subscription services have dominated the digital space. According to a survey done by Chase Bank in February of last year, the study found that a whopping 71% of Americans waste over $50 a month on unwanted subscription fees, and it's becoming increasingly harder to cancel these subscriptions. Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission proposed a provision back in March targeting the struggles of customers to cancel their unwanted subscription payment plans. Under this new proposal titled Click to Cancel, the sellers would face a requirement to make subscription cancellations as simple and as straightforward as possible. Axios technology reporter Ashley Gold was a guest recently on CBS News Money Watch to break down this new proposal.
Those little prompts you see that are like, are you sure you want to cancel? We can offer you this deal. We can offer you that deal. Or to cancel, you actually have to call us between these business hours, or to cancel, you have to show up in person and tell us why. None of that's going to be allowed anymore. If what the FTC wants to do passes in its final form.
So in the meantime, how can you keep your subscription prices from slashing further into your own personal bottom line? Review all of your monthly subscriptions from every sector, on every device, and cancel the ones you don't need. Useful tools like Rocket Money and Pocket Guard can help you track down these unwanted subscriptions and clear them from your monthly expenses. Cutting back on your monthly subscriptions, it's an important factor to consider, and it's part of our 23 retirement cost cutters of 2023. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
To obtain your free copy of 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023, reach out to J.R. and Anthony at 623-523-0444 or go online to anothermoneyshow.com.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your retirement? Then listen to Another Money Show with J.R. Rochford and Anthony Correo. Learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. Another Money Show every Saturday at 4 p.m. on 960 The Patriot. Schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now by calling 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one will actually keep you awake.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for being here. You know, as you know, today I'm alone, so I'm off track as usual. And, you know, I really need Anthony back here to keep this show going the right way. You know, I love to talk, so I didn't think I'd have any problem without him. I talk too much, and that's actually, it's funny to say that you have a radio show, but you talk too much, but that's what I feel is going on today. Anyway, so to make sure I don't get too far off track, I cover the banks again, and yes, my neighbor, I'm like a broken record, but there's a reason. As soon as I don't have to talk about it anymore, I won't. When's the last time you heard me talk about eggs, or the baby formula shortage, or the diesel exhaust fluid shortage, or the ships out on Long Beach? Holy cow, we have a short attention span, don't we? That's all stuff that was covered within the last year. So I did tell you that I would bring up a new term for you to research today, the Restrict Act. It's funny because it's outside of the financial world. The Restrict Act is about freedom of speech. It's about domestic security. It's really not about finances at all. But I can tell you everything going on right now is going to tie in with your finances. The Restrict Act, I'll just sum it up because I do want you to look it up. You know, it's brand new. It started on March 7th of 2023, you know, being introduced. It's bipartisan. You know my feelings on that. Whenever you hear the word bipartisan, run. You know, that means we're just going to screw you twice as hard and fast. You know, these people can't work together. Bipartisan. It's so funny. You know, it's funny to hear what's going on with politics. Well, I won't go down that road yet. Anyway, so this Restrict Act, what they're doing. They're trying to call it the TikTok bill because, you know, TikTok is spying on us and making our kids dumber. And, you know, China is learning all our secrets and all this stuff. So they want to ban TikTok, not just on, you know, federal employees' devices or ASU, you know, educators' devices. They want to do a nationwide ban, which, okay. I mean, if TikTok is that dangerous, do your thing. But the Restrict Act that's going to like open the door to do this, it is basically going to say that they can monitor and regulate any of our free speech, you know, with any kind of public communication. Internet, I mean, is the number one. If you're looking up stuff that somebody thinks could possibly be a threat and, you know, a foreign country could get involved with it, they can shut you down. If they find you using a VPN to access a site that they don't like, they can fine you up to, one article I read said 250,000, one said 1 million, and up to 20 years in prison. So who can censor what's acceptable versus not? Well, glad you asked. The Secretary of Homeland Security, the Secretary of Defense, and the Director of National Intelligence. Wow. Those seem like some high power positions. Those seem like some higher ups that can say whether or not what I'm looking up is problematic. So I'm guessing that they're going to use some filters and algorithms and, you know, they're going to find a way to say that what I'm looking up is not appropriate. And it's a national security problem. And all of a sudden, if they don't like your organization or whatever, you could be in deep trouble. We have to stop the Restrict Act. And I would say it's another one of these things that even though it's a stretch to say it has to do with your finances, it's going to restrict a lot of people. By the way, TikTok, I guess that's used to promote businesses. I guess it could directly affect your finances if TikTok's gone. I mean, if people are putting videos out on whatever product they sell or service they offer, and they're using TikTok as part of their marketing, that's going to affect you. So, and for me, it just, you know, I mean, I don't have TikTok, so I don't know personally that much about it. I have had people send me videos from TikTok. Some of it's amazing, you know, and some of it's brilliant stuff, especially the puppy and kitty videos. They're really cute and stuff. So I don't want to see it going anywhere. Moving on from the Restrict Act. I really want to spend the entire day talking about the banks. That's all I can think about, but I won't. I'll fight that urge. So moving on, you know, another problem in this country that's coming at us, we are being removed from the world reserve currency. Look at me getting serious and back to financial matters. It's happening right before our eyes. Saudi Arabia is working with China. They're putting in a refinery or whatever it is in China, Saudi Arabia's. OPEC, I think it was earlier this week, they announced 1 million barrel cut per day. That's problematic. You know, have you noticed that the last month, 6 weeks, whatever, barrels of oil were down like in the upper $60 range, $67, $68, and our gas was going up? A lot of people are wondering why. I am too. I mean, why is our gas going up? You know, we had an opportunity this past year, year and a half, 2 years, to refill our strategic oil reserve at a really good rate. We didn't do it. We're sending money to Ukraine all the time. And I got to somehow stay focused. I need Anthony here. We just put another $2.6 billion to Ukraine yesterday as I record this. Tuesday, look it up. Tuesday, the 4th of April, 2023, under the radar. You don't see that when you're watching the local news. Another $2.6 billion went to Ukraine. Couldn't we use that money and start putting oil back in our reserves? What if we, God forbid, went into World War III? What if North Korea wanted to prove their relevance and they shot something over to Hawaii? You know, what if Russia decided to attack us? What if China invades Taiwan and all of a sudden we get involved in that mess? I mean, this is insane, but we didn't fill the reserves and there's still no plan to fill the reserves. What's that about? That's national security. Instead of watching my TikTok account, why don't you watch why we're not filling the oil reserve, but whatever. So This Ukraine, the $2.6 billion, the reason it bothers me is because I haven't heard anything about it anywhere other than my, you know, I have to really dig to find it. And you know what? What I want people to do is to remember this come June and July. When we hit the debt ceiling, there's another me being a broken record. When we hit the debt ceiling this summer, kind of remember that you can't have your Social Security check or you can't have your military pay, but the people in Ukraine can. So kind of remember that. We've addressed that in previous episodes. So anyway, back to gas and oil and Saudi Arabia. There was a huge transaction where Saudi Arabia, they took the yuan, renminbi, whatever these currencies are, and they put a huge liquid LNG. I'm having real trouble speaking today. Sail to France. So they removed the dollar from this transaction. We're seeing Russia and China move the dollar out of the world reserve currency right now as we speak. What's going to happen to wake people up so they actually give a hoot this summer? Watch your gas prices. You know, we're just getting into the summer driving season coming up soon. You know, they're going to add all the fuel additives or whatever, the summer blends. So that makes things more expensive to begin with. And then you add that to OPEC cutting production. And then you add to that them getting rid of the dollar to exchange money. This could get really out of hand. And by the way, as of this morning, we in Arizona are number 4 on high gas prices. It's California, then Washington, then Hawaii, then Arizona. So yay, Arizona. So basically, with everything coming out, with the dollar going away, with all that, we have to get you ready. So, you know, and day to day, it's so funny because things seem so normal. We go to work, we have to raise our kids, people go to school, you know, you watch TV, you're tired, you can't be bothered with all this stuff. There's only a small percentage of the country that seems to know what's going on. Well, that's problematic. We have to wake people up. You have to start talking to people. You have to start telling people there's something wrong. You know, by the time we all realize it, it's going to be too late to do anything about it. You know, look at my hometown of Chicago. So, you know, Lori Lightfoot, Beetlejuice, whatever her name is, she's gone. I get that. And now we have a new mayor. So my understanding from this morning, the mayor, the story that I heard said that the new mayor is a progressive liberal. Apparently somebody out of the education, you know, background, the person running against the new mayor was from the police background. So Chicago is a great example of this country on so many fronts. You know, it's expensive to live in the city. You know, when you look at the crime, I mean, it's funny because, and by the way, the Second Amendment, you know, Chicago has very, very strict gun control laws. I hope you know that. And yet there's people that make the joke Chirac. I mean, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to be in Chicago. So what do? They elected another mayor, just like the last mayor. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and expecting different results. And that's what we're doing in this country. That's what Chicago's doing on steroids. And it makes me sad because I was born and raised there, lived there for about 23 years. So to watch that city, it sucks. The property taxes, I mean, everything about that area kind of sucks. But anyway, you can move to Arizona. You know, we have plenty of room for you out here. All right, moving on. I think I need to spend a few minutes talking about something that we started the radio show with a foundation. We had something called the 10 pillars. Our friend Roger is the one that gets the credit for the 10 pillars. And it was that we're financial advisors. So we do financial planning for a living, but what could come our way that would throw our finances off? Like give, you know, Roger wanted 10 things to watch. So he knows when to move his money, what to do. And we came up with a list for him that seemed pretty inclusive. You know, there's a little bit of bleed, a little bit of overlap on them, but it seemed pretty thorough. It doesn't take into consideration black swan events. You know, we've dealt with that over the years. A black swan event basically means when everybody's looking one direction, you know, then something comes out of the blue from the other direction. You know, what is that right now? I mean, who knows? You know, we had COVID. That was probably the biggest black swan event in the history of the world. And I guess it's over. I don't know. I mean, who knows? I haven't heard about it in a while. I can get toilet paper at the store, so I guess life is good. Are we out of the woods, by the way? Could there be another virus coming our way? I know Bill Gates and some of these people have warned us. You know, the WEF dude, the Klaus Schwab guy, he's warning us. I think he actually said the word black swan event. He said, you know, prepare, the world's going to change. So these people that are in control, when they say, you know, stay awake, I would stay awake. AI, artificial intelligence, is that it? Is that the black swan? I mean, I didn't hear much about it. And then the last week, all of a sudden I'm hearing that, you know, people that are at the base of that are saying that we better pause. Like the whole country could be in really deep trouble because of artificial intelligence. And I'm like, well, you know, I'll take that artificial. It's any kind of intelligence for me would be good right now. But anyway, so the 10 pillars, let me list them for you first. And then I'm going to target one today because, you know, we could spend an hour easily on each one. But the 10 pillars, one is debt and deficit. And, you know, we all know we have $31.6 trillion in debt. So that's the first one. Financial markets, you know, not a lot to say there either. I mean, the Teflon Dow, the 30 companies of the Dow, my gosh, banks fail. You know, we're being taken out of the world reserve currency. There's shootings. The whole world has gone mad. And yet the financial markets are staying up. How can that be? It's defying all logic. So financial markets, taxes. You know, I mean, bad news for taxes. You know, we are probably in the lowest tax bracket we will ever be in again. The government has a spending problem. Some of us do too. So some of us, it's on us, but they have a spending problem. Are they going to stop spending and rein it in? Nope. Are they going to balance the budget? Nope. Is Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid all broke? Yep. So what are they going to do? You know, this country doesn't make anything. We either print money, which isn't going so well. And by the way, I think by the end of this year, we'll be doing that again. So we either print money or we raise taxes. So hang on. Taxes are going to be a problem. Inflation. We've gotten to see that. I mean, things are definitely more expensive than they were before, you know, when we had no inflation and then it was transitory and then it was here and then it was disinflation. So inflation is problematic. There's a lot of people now that are shifting their viewpoint from inflation to deflation. They're basically saying that we are going towards a recession. You know, how on earth it's not a depression, I have no idea. But basically, we could have deflation if the job numbers keep getting worse, if people are out of work and they can't buy stuff, if they can't buy $5 gas, if they can't buy $6 cartons of eggs, we could have deflation. All of a sudden, things could be cheaper, but that's going to be a problem too, because that means you can't afford it, even if it's cheaper. So that's a problem. Healthcare, don't need to dig too hard into healthcare because we all know it's broken. You know, I mean, obviously, the cost, the choices, the direction of it is a problem. And in healthcare, I do believe you have to look at Medicaid, Medicare. You have to look at the long run for healthcare. You have to look at long-term care. You know, I mean, I've always said 100% of all women need to have a plan for long-term care insurance if it's needed. Men, I don't know, 70, 80%. You know, we die more suddenly. We die younger. We die of the strokes and heart attacks. Women, you get arthritis and osteoporosis and you live longer. You're probably going to need more care. So I'm more worried about you. The days of buying an insurance plan are pretty much dead. You know, I can sell you an insurance. I'm licensed. I'm certified long-term care person. I can sell you insurance. I'm just not sure that would. You know, you're paying your $300, $400, $500 a month for this insurance. What if you die comfortably in your sleep, which is what we all want? Then you wasted your money. Not worried about that. Good for you. I want to waste your money. But what if I take your premium, not me, but the company, what if the company takes your premium for 5 to 10 years? Now all of a sudden you have a lot of skin in the game financially and you're 5 to 10 years closer to actually needing it. And then they raise the prices and then they raise them again 2 years later. And then they raise them till you go away. That's what's been going on for the last 15, 20 years. So what we have told people to do is make sure they look at their assets and be able to rely on those assets if they need care. You know, it's basically self-insuring. That's the way to handle this. Or run out of money. You know, Altex is a beautiful system in Arizona, but sooner or later, that's going to be broke too. So this is crazy. Moving on, unfunded and underfunded liabilities. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, I'm looking at you. I mean, when you look at how they're going to handle Social Security, I'll zoom in on that one. They are going to increase the payroll tax, no doubt about it. Right now, our kids are paying 6.5% into it. That's going to go up. Unfortunately, it won't go up to like 8.5%. It's going to go up to 12 or 14%. they are going to increase the wages subject to Social Security taxes. No way around it. They're going to, you know, what they're talking about right now, they're going to reduce the pay. You know, you worked your whole life, you put into it. And a lot of people, more than half the country, that's their primary source of income. They're going to cut your pay. They're saying 23, 24% within 10 years. Well, it could get moved up too. That's just, they're trying to make sure you know about it, so it wasn't a surprise. And my biggest fear, they're going to raise the age. So instead of being 62 to be able to get it, you know, 67 or whatever, your full retirement age, 70, you know, if you don't need the income, wait, you get 8% extra a year. So at 70, you max it out. They're going to change it, I believe, in the next couple of years across the board. I don't know the number. You know, I've heard it. What keeps coming up is 70. They're going to change it to 70. You cannot apply until you're 70. All right, 70, 75. The fact of the matter is everything's going to be really different when that happens. And, you know, because of artificial intelligence and kiosks and everything going on, you know, I mean, it's definitely, I don't want to say we deserve it. We didn't do it. It's just the lobbyists and the politicians and the, you know, the very wealthy, they're manipulating all this stuff where the poor hover, the rich get richer, and the middle class are shrinking so fast. You know, people need to see it. Moving on. Oh, speaking of which, the next one, shrinking middle class. You know, I mean, I talk about it all the time. If you've got $5 million or more, you are probably going to be okay. You know, during the conversion to the digital currency, we'll see. You know, they talk a lot about equality and equitable, and they talk about, you know, helping certain groups at the, you know, downfall of others. I don't know. I mean, if you're very wealthy, this should still concern you, depending on, let me be blunt, your political beliefs, you know, what kind of things you support, who you donate to. I don't know. So anyway, so 5 million up, you probably be okay though. If you have very little, if you're getting credits for your healthcare, if you're getting Section 8 free housing, EBT card, if you're getting help, you're probably going to be okay. We're a very compassionate nation. And actually, you know what? You know what? We are more than compassionate. We're scared. You know, if you shrink the middle class, if you cut benefits for veterans, you know, for the senior citizens and for middle class, we don't make much noise. But if you cut benefits for people that are getting the EBT card, I promise you, they're going to make a lot of noise. So look at France. I mean, look at around the world. So shrinking middle class, it's here, it's coming, it's getting worse. The next pillar, social media. Social media is such an interesting phenomenon. It's so consuming. You know, we're in such an instant gratification society. And I have to blame social media. You know, it's made our attention span shrink. You know, instead of helping us and making things more, you know, efficient, it's hurt us. You know, there's people that are really just, they're only getting one side of the world, and they're running with it, and they think they know everything, and it's getting problematic, very, very polarizing. Next thing is geopolitical missteps. Any little thing that goes on in the world right now geopolitically could be problematic. You know, I mean, if we downed, apparently the United States downed an Iranian jet on Monday. I saw one article and boom, it was gone. Haven't heard another thing. You know, I know that there's been issues with, you know, Russia shooting down our drone. There's all this stuff. If we have a misstep that's a little bit bigger, everything could change in a hurry. And yes, that could lead to your finances, because the markets, even though they don't act like this is true, they don't like uncertainty. So if we have a big snag in the world, that's going to affect your finances. Lastly, civil war. Well, how on earth does civil war equate to my finances? You know, when I talk about people getting polarized, we really are in dangerous waters. When you push people together, media, I'm talking to you, when you basically let us know we all hate each other, you know, black versus white, right versus left, haves versus have-nots, that's dangerous. We're all humans. We have different stuff going on. We've all got issues to deal with, but we're all still, we need to play nice together. And I don't know how this ends in this country. And I don't think I'll be here to see it. You know, it goes slow. I mean, civilizations don't crash overnight, but it goes slow. you know, how did you file bankruptcy? How did you go broke? Really, really slowly. And then all of a sudden. So how do I tie civil war to finances? And, you know, me personally, I think that we're getting more rude. You know, the stuff politically is probably in our face the most. You know, the stuff right now with Trump, you know, we've indicted a previous president. You know, you got to be careful with that, because if there's ever a shift in power, then go, you know, the other way too. You know, I mean, I don't know. Should Trump have, you know, been with a porn star, whatever's going on? I don't think so. Probably not, especially if he's married. But are you kidding? Look at the politicians. You know, you better start putting them all under the spotlight then. You know, there were documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Well, there were documents in a bunch of politicians. I don't know. It's almost like it's being put in our face to make us fight. You know, the right versus left is probably the most powerful thing. You've got all the stuff, and I got to be careful. I don't want to go too far into this. All of a sudden, the whole LGBT thing, there's always been people that aren't, they don't fit in with the main norms of society and gender and sex and preference and all that. It's really getting loud. You know, I brought up Bud Light earlier. The problem with the whole Bud Light thing, it's going to make people fight. You've got people that are really, they're on edge to begin with, and we're getting more passionate about it. So, you know, how do I think it's going to end? Like how I got myself back on track. I think it's going to get worse. I think when our fiat currency ends and they change our financial structure, unfortunately, I believe in smaller government. So I think when that makes the government all powerful, when they can control where I go, what I buy, you know, what I do, when that happens, I think all bets are going to be off. And I think things are going to tip. And I honestly believe that this country is going to have another civil war, and we are going to divide back up. We came together as a country in the past. I think we're going the other way. I actually believe that and is it going to be cut down the half and you're going to have to move to your side? No, I think that there's going to be basically conservative states and not conservative states, red, blue, if you wish, because I think the biggest thing that divides us are the politics. So I think there's going to be, and this is, you know, a sweeping generalization, but in the conservative states, there's going to be the Second Amendment. There's going to be more financial freedom, but I think we're going to break up as a country. And I'm sad to say that, you know, I'm very sad to say that, because when you have kids and grandkids, that's a really bad thought. We can still catch it. The good news, we can still turn this country around. We just have to wake up. You know, I mean, I talk to people, the people that know me are awake. So good for them. We got to slowly get out there and talk to other people. You know, man, Jim just put out that I have 1 minute left. So I hope I wasn't too scattered for you today. I know I was, but Anthony will be back next week and we'll be back on track. Thank you for putting up with me. Help us get out the word about our show. We really need your help. Make sure you set an appointment and sit down with us, and we won't be so scattered. We'll actually help you one person, one couple, one family at a time. We're at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Go to our websites. Give us a call, 623-523-0444. But thank you so much. We really value your support. And we will talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
With age comes wisdom and senior discounts. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. As the old saying goes, everything gets better with age. It's true of a fine wine, a happy marriage, and opportunities to save money. People of a certain age can get discounts ranging from 5 or 10% to 25% or more at restaurants, shops, and other businesses. Many times they'll promote those extra savings, but Jim Miller, senior editor of Savvy, told Oklahoma's News 4, sometimes you have to be proactive.
So the first thing is you always need to ask, because a lot of businesses and organizations offer senior discounts, but they don't advertise them. So don't be shy about asking.
To save time, you can search online for lists of up-to-date senior deals at large retailers like Amazon, Kohl's, and more. If you're willing to dive a little deeper, you can find more discounts in a variety of other places. And if you're looking to stay healthy, Silver Sneakers is a program that provides fitness classes for those on Medicare at no cost. That's right, you don't get a bigger discount than free. So, are you taking advantage of the big senior discounts you're eligible for? That's a key question to consider, and it's one of the 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes, economic uncertainty, and how it could all affect your future in retirement? Then tune into Another Money Show to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Another Money Show, every Saturday at noon, right here on 960 The Patriot. Protect your hard-earned money today and learn more at anothermoneyshow.com.